Happy New Year. Today is the first day of the new year. For some of us, a day of celebrating a year of success. For others, an opportunity to evaluate ourselves in light of last year and begin again anew, trying to do things with more gusto or with more purpose, doing a better job going forward, correcting the mistakes we've made. The beauty of living in Christ is that every day is Happy New Year. Every day is a new opportunity. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." The beauty of a life in Christ is that regardless of the mistakes of yesterday, regardless of the mistakes of the last half hour, we can begin again. If we confess our sin, if we admit that we fall short of the glory of God and the perfection He intends for us, if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from unrighteousness. Our Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, forgives our sin and through the work of Christ cleanses us from unrighteousness so that we can begin again. Romans chapter 6, verse 1 says, "What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning that grace may increase? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer?" This new year, as we confess our sin, we have the opportunity to begin again and to make every effort to live to the best of our ability, relying on Christ for our failures, and each and every day taking a new stance, each and every moment, in fact, to celebrate our new year. In John, it says, verse 35 of chapter 13, "This is how they will know you're my disciples, by the way that you love one another." We have a mandate to love. We have a mandate to treat others with respect. We have a mandate to contribute in a good way to the lives of others. We have a mandate to forgive others. We have a mandate to not hold a grudge, to not grumble, to not speak poorly of others. We have a mandate to feed, clothe, and visit those who are in need. We have a mandate to be mindful of others' failures like we would like them to be mindful of our own failures. We have a mandate not to judge others, but to love them as God loves us. We have a mandate to stand for justice and stand against injustice. We have a mandate to love God with a whole heart and love our neighbor as ourself. We have a mandate to care. We have a mandate to put aside gossip and put aside ill will. It takes discipline. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11 says, "There is no discipline which seems pleasant at the time, but rather painful." Each time we have to forgive someone we don't think deserves it, or overlook something that we think was unjust in order to love someone who we don't think deserves our love or attention, every time we have to serve people who are ungrateful, it takes discipline and it seems unpleasant. The rest of the verse says, "Later on, however, there is a harvest of righteousness for those trained by it." What is our harvest of righteousness? Well, Jesus tells us in Revelation that He's coming back and that His reward is with Him and He will give to each of us according to what we have done. Today is your new year. Each moment in Christ is an opportunity to correct the past and to move forward renewed. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us, not most of our unrighteousness, but cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness. This happens in Christ, in His sacrifice. And what should we do? How should we respond? we don't continue to sin that grace may increase. Instead, we focus on love, loving others and loving God with a full heart. Happy New Year. Have a great and blessed day.